This day next week, voters across the United States will vote to decide who will be their next president, Kamala Harris for the Democrats or Donald Trump for the Republicans. More than 30 million people have already cast their vote by postal ballot. Both candidates are racing across the country, concentrating all of their efforts on the so-called swing states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia and North Carolina, where the margin between both is very tight. Suzanne Lynch is associate editor of Politico. She has just returned from a week in the United States and she joins us. Suzanne, how is America?
Good morning, Audrey. Well, I think last week I came back to Europe at the weekend, and I mean, I think the sense was that this is extremely tight and that Donald Trump had successfully closed that gap with Kamala Harris. There's no doubt about that. The polls had been tightening since her kind of high point of the debate, and Trump had closed that gap. However, I think there is now a sense that since Donald Trump's rally in Madison Square Gardens over the weekend, that this could be, as I say, the October surprise. This could be the thing that throws Kamala Harris a lifeline at this stage, because the Trump campaign, have been dealing with the fallout from that since. And that was mainly over the remarks that a comedian, a warm-up act for Trump, made about Puerto Rico, calling it a floating island of garbage. And it was also laced, the entire evening was laced with racist, misogynistic insults, including from Donald Trump. So I think the Republican campaign now is on the back foot to try and regain the momentum after that event.
Because there's what, around 300,000 Puerto Ricans registered to vote?
There is, particularly in Pennsylvania. This is what's interesting. So Puerto Rico, part of the United States, people in Puerto Rico can't vote in the election, but those in America who are living in America, there are millions, can. And interestingly, there is quite a sizable number of Puerto Ricans in swing states, including Pennsylvania. So already we're seeing signs. We saw some high profile Puerto Ricans from the entertainment industry come out. We saw the Democratic campaign get those clips out, directly communicating with voters in those swing states. And I think they're particularly targeting Latino men. This is a growing problem for Democrats. They traditionally had the Latino vote, but huge numbers now have been switching to Republicans over the last few years. We see that in Florida in particular. So they're hoping that these remarks will be picked up, and that these Puerto Rican men in particular will decide to vote for Kamala Harris as a result. And it looks like, because of these numbers, you know, in such a tight race, this is the kind of thing that really can matter.
But could that be counterbalanced by Arab Americans, American Muslims voting against Kamala Harris, either not voting at all or voting for Trump in protest?
Yes, that is a big issue for Democrats, particularly in the state of Michigan. And Kamala Harris spent all yesterday in Michigan, in that swing state, well, maybe her last visit there. We also heard from former President Barack Obama, who yesterday tackled this issue directly and urged Muslim Americans to vote for Donald Trump, reminding them that he had introduced a Muslim ban, etc., and trying to urge them to give their vote to Kamala Harris, despite misgivings over the Democratic stance in the Israel-Gaza war, that Donald Trump was a worse choice for them. So you can see that messaging now as the final week begins, trying to really pinpoint certain sectors of voters by Democrats and get them onto their ticket.
Well, she needs the conservative centre voters as well, those who are traditionally Republican but who may not be able to bring themselves to vote for Trump. How is she appealing to them?
Yes, I think an important part of this are women voters. And we saw with the messaging from Liz Cheney, obviously a well-known Republican who has been campaigning for Kamala Harris. I thought it was interesting last week, Liz Cheney was making the point to women, you know, you don't have to tell anyone who you're voting for. It was this concept of the shy voter, that, you know, women could lend their vote to Kamala Harris, women who are uncomfortable with Donald Trump as a president again, and not tell their family, not tell their friends. So Julia Roberts also manned an ad, a voiceover, making the same point, really, saying, you know, the only place where it's truly secret is the ballot booth. So that could be that quiet voter that's out there. Again, it where it matters is in the swing states. But if there were enough women in particular, because this election is really shaping up to have a real gender divide, mm-hmm. With Donald Trump increasing his support among men of each community, really, and Kamala Harris increasing her support among women. So if they could get those Republican-leaning women in those swing states to give their vote to Harris, well, that would be a huge boost for the Harris campaign.
Yeah, and Trump reinforcing that by doing that three-hour interview with the Joe Rogan podcast as well in the last few days. More than 30 million, as I say, already voted by postal ballot, Suzanne. What can be read into that and who does that help?
Well, both sides are claiming kind of victory with that. I mean, it's what's quite difficult about that is that the last election, where there was early voting, was completely different because there was a pandemic. So it's almost impossible to make a comparison with 2020 in terms of early voting. There traditionally, Democrats would probably vote early more often, but we are seeing signs that Republicans are also voting early. Very difficult at this stage to see how that's going to play out. As I say, hard to make those comparisons at this stage.
Suzanne, thank you very much. Suzanne Lynch, Associate Editor of Politico, and I'll be in Washington next week for Morning Ireland, Tuesday and Wednesday, bringing you all the very latest on the day of the vote and then as the results come in.